Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? There are so many real-life examples that we can draw from as CEOs, presidents, and business owners. Sometimes when we least expect it. Have you ever watched the show Leverage on television? It only lasted about 3 seasons, but it's in reruns constantly. And it's about a group of people who, well, they steal things, and they're bad people. But they meet this guy named Nate Ford, who maybe for the wrong reasons decides that he's going to help people, and he puts this team of people together who were once bad folks but now are the good guys. And what they do is they help people who have had injustices, and they make things right. They turn out to be the good guys. And why is this? Why am I pointing this out? Well, if you're a CEO watching this program, or anyone, you can get really caught up in the characters. You can get to like the characters. You can relate to the characters. You can understand that the characters are good, and you want to see more. You want to see the next episode. It's no different than when people are watching a soap opera. They get hooked on it because they have a relationship with the characters, even though they're not real, even though it's a story, or even though it might be science fiction like Star Trek. Why has Star Trek lasted 50 years? Well, it lasted 50 years because of the relationship that the characters had. James T. Kirk, McCoy, Scotty, Spock, Chekhov, Sulu. What relationship did they have? They always looked out after each other. To follow up with Picard, Riker, Counselor Troy, Data, Worf. Again, it's about the relationship that they had. The people who watch the shows are hooked because they see something that they want out of life. They want to have that same kind of relationship that these characters have. Now, I understand it's fantasy. I understand it's not real. And I also understand how difficult it is to be in business today. It's hard to have relationships, business relationships with your business, with the people you work with. It's hard to care about them sometimes because they're defiant, they're difficult. Sometimes they have unrealistic expectations of what their workflow should be. But we have to do everything that we can to create a culture where people care about each other. They care about the business. They care about you. They care about their work. They care about their customer. And yes, it's hard to do it, but if you're able to do that, if you're able to think about this, if you're able to think about what you can do for your employees to make their life better, how you can support them, how you can train them, how you can get them motivated into doing their job because it's fun to do, because they want to be of service, because they want to prove how good they are, our businesses run much smoother. And again, let me repeat, this isn't easy, but it's a worthwhile endeavor. So take a moment, watch a Star Trek episode, see how the people relate to each other. Watch a Leverage episode. See how the bad guys become good guys and make everything right for everyone. Do everything you can to make it right for your customers, your employees, yourself. Not always possible, but do the best you can to create that culture that people care. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.